joining us from Texas Wellness Center. And please give it up for Carlos to tell you a little bit about CBD.
Hi, guys. Oh, damn, that's loud. My name is Carlos Frias, and I'm the owner of Texas Wellness Center. We're a Texas-based CBD company. Our whole mission is to provide a safe and legal alternative for people that are in need of CBDs. Obviously, Texas does not have access at this point to medical cannabis. We do have a medical cannabis program, Senate Bill 339, but those licenses have not been issued yet. And for patients and people in need of CBDs, hemp-derived CBDs are really the only alternative. That is our focus, to provide those CBDs in a legal and safe way for patients that are in need. My background is I was a medical marijuana cultivator in California for over 10 years. I was in the Marine Corps for between 99 and 2003. And when I got out of the Marine Corps, medical cannabis helped me a lot with separation from the Marine Corps. So I'm a strong advocate for our vets, and we need more people involved in the state talking to our senators. We need to be talking to our representatives, and we need to let them know that us vets are not going to stay quiet. We're not just going to sit by and let them not include us in the medical legislation that's being passed right now. I have a meeting on Monday with Senator Brian Birdwell in Austin. And that is the big thing. We need to get vets on this medical cannabis bill, because that is a disgrace, and it is an offense that we give our, you know, willing to sacrifice our lives for this country, yet we're left out of legislation that we're fighting for the freedom to even be able to put laws like that in place. So we want everybody to please reach out to your representatives, reach out to your senators. We need to do more. I mean, it's great that we're here and we have a presence, but you need to let them feel your presence in Austin. Call your senators, call your representatives, get meetings, stay in their ears, and come by and check out our booth. Let us tell you more about our company and our products. And that's about it, guys.
Get up for Carlos. Thank you for your service, Carlos. And it's a shame that we don't allow our veterans access to this stuff. Something you ought to know about at the federal level is called the CARERS Act, CARERS, CARERS Act. It's a bipartisan bill sponsored that, among other things, would allow VA doctors to recommend medical cannabis in the states that have made it legal. There's no reason our veterans should not have access to medical cannabis. As far as I'm concerned, if you're an adult enough to carry a rifle in the sand, you're adult enough to put a joint in your hand.